So RyanCare now, people are taking a look at RyanCare, the repeal and replacement for Obamacare. The vice president's been on the road touting this. He was in the Buckeye State, and he said this to a rather friendly crowd.
I'm very confident that this legislation will give Ohio both the resources and the flexibility that your governor, your legislature will need to be able to meet those needs going forward and literally offer our most vulnerable citizens even better coverage.
Well, that sounds great. Let's ask the Ohio governor, Republican John Kasich.
Is he right?
No, he's not right. I mean, first of all, Medicaid expansion, which has covered 700,000 people in my state, a big chunk of whom are mentally ill and drug addicted and have chronic diseases. They tend to churn and move off of that program. Then they have to go to an exchange that's broken.
Healthcare is complicated, Ray. I don't know if you've noticed.
You know what? It's hard enough to manage our plan with our dependents and get through and get the deductibles met and everything else and read the prospectus and, yeah.
You know, the combination of health care, the decisions you have to make with health care, and it's god-awful traffic, I just shut off the car and get out and start walking home and be done with everything.
Yeah, it might be a good day just to jump in the river.
David Hoppe is a senior consultant with the One National Health Coalition, focuses on real health care solutions. He also happened to be the only guy I can think of in D.C. that was both chief of staff to the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, and the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. And he joins us now with his expertise and knowledge of all the personalities involved here. David Hoppe, thank you for your time. Welcome to WDLS, John and Ray here in Chicago. Do you believe the CBO or not?
Well, the CBO it does as good a job as they can possibly do. But one of the things we're asking them to do right now is analyze something they've never seen before in the United States, which is a doctor-patient, market-oriented alternative to government health care. If you recall, about 8 years ago when we were working on the ACA, Obamacare, a lot of the information they came up with was wrong, not because they aren't good people and don't work hard at it, but because we had not had centralized government-organized health care in the United States, and they had nothing to really pattern to look at what the costs would be. So they undershot in terms of how many people were going to get under. They thought a lot more people were going to go on the exchanges than did. They thought the costs for individuals would be less than they are. Once again, honest mistakes. Right now, and I should use one other example, back in 2004 when a Medicare Part D was put together, they thought the costs would be almost 40% more than they are because it was difficult to analyze a market healthcare system, which is not what we've had in the United States since World War II. So they're trying to analyze something with very little evidence and background to use. So once again, they're doing the best they can, but it's a very difficult thing to do. So I think you have to take their numbers with a grain of salt.
David Hoppe is here. He works for the One National Health Coalition, trying to make sense of this for us.
David, keeping with the numbers with a grain of salt, my question is this. They say 14 million uninsured by 2018. That could grow to 24 million by 2026. How much of that is from people exercising their option not to have health care?
Well, frankly, a lot of it would be that, because what is trying to be implemented here is to shift from a government-dominated system to a doctor-patient market-oriented system, which means people will make their own choices. Now, within this bill, the House Republican leadership and the White House is supporting a program to subsidize for people who make too much money to get on Medicaid, but not enough money to be able to pay for their own health care, a program subsidized through the government through advance refundable tax credits. But this is something that people will be able to make their choices on. A lot of the people, if you look at what the CBO report says that some of these people will leave because, frankly, they just don't want to be on the government health care. And if they're not forced to by mandates and penalties, tax penalties, they'll give it up. That's their choice. Now, if they also decide because a new market-oriented system is better and works better for them to get on it, that's where the numbers are. It's not like you're ripping it away from people. What you're doing is offering them an alternative and getting rid of the mandate. So these are some choices that people will make, but also where CBO has the hardest time because they have no good information to model it on is what happens when the market improves, if the market improves, and that's the goal of the American healthcare plan.
I'm not sure that America wants to make their own choices. I think we're just too fat and sassy. All we want to do is watch TV. David Hoppe is here. As a former chief of staff for Paul Ryan, how disturbed do you think you'll be with the public airing of this conference call from last October, where essentially he said this about Donald Trump?
I am not going to defend Donald Trump. Not now. Not in the future.
Now, that we knew the conference call took place. This is right after they grabbed them by the you-know-what, the Billy Bush tape that came out after the second presidential debate. How do you think the speaker's going to react to this day, and who do you think is out to get him?
Well, I think he will be, as anybody would be, frustrated. That was a tape made of a conference call with Republican members that was supposedly off the record, and it was within a day or two of what had the release of the Bush tape, as you said, and Paul said what he said then because politically, obviously, shocked by what he had heard in that tape. It is obviously also an old tape that does not reflect the current working relationship between the Speaker of the House of Representatives and President Trump, and they have had a growing and good relationship and a building relationship ever since the election. And as Paul acknowledged after the election, Donald Trump understood and saw something in the electorate that very few other people saw, including Paul Ryan. And he has done everything he can, as the president has done, to work together as they move forward on the president's agenda, this piece of it, which is to repeal Obamacare and then reform it with a new patient doctor market-oriented system.
I agree. Non-story. I mean, he already knew what he said, so this time he hears it, you know, it goes away.
I wonder if Paul Ryan is a little disappointed Hillary didn't win the election, because I think the guy would be an excellent president. Had she won the election, he'd be the forerunner today.
I'll guarantee you he loves the situation, is very happy that Donald Trump won, because the United Republican government can make some really good changes and do some good things for this country, and that's what he's focused on.
David, thank you very much for your time. We'll check back with you again, I'm sure. We appreciate it.
All righty. Take care.
David Hoppe joining us this morning on WLS.